Letter to the Galactic Federation. Hello, friends, thank you for being here with me again, and welcome to my channel. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously for whoever has eyes to see. This is a letter to the Galactic Federation that has been developed by several people, all of whom are members of my team, as well as some from the Taijetan High Command here. As I process the information, the wording is mostly mine, but not all of it. Message to the Higher Galactic Federation ambassadors, who are represented by the Atorthan detachment presently in Earth's orbit now and since December 31, 2023. We, the Swaroonian and Taijetan races, would like to have the opportunity to communicate our vision and understanding of some issues, from the point of view of our ethics and experience. First, make it clear that we understand and accept that humans are the creators of their reality. Second, make it clear that we know that the Federation's mission is to ensure that starseeds have their desired life experience. Third, make it clear that, despite what was said above, we observe and with clear evidence, that this is not so clearly happening. Very much on the contrary, as we see clear evidence of intentional manipulation to prevent the starseeds from living the experience they want, by having total control of the situation they live in, with the Federation constantly intervening against them, encouraging the experience to be of greater pain and suffering, based on what is planned from outside Earth, passing over the rights of human beings who are building their own reality on the surface of planet Earth. Fourth, we want to record that all the mechanisms and systems built to prove that the starseeds on Earth desire the experience of suffering are manipulated and distorted from inside Earth, and distorted from the outside as well, so they should not be taken into account when deciding what actions to take. Examples of this are films or stories, documentaries or official reports. The science fiction presented in the movies is not interpreted by the people and by the starseeds on Earth as real data, messages, future real predictions, or truthful reports about what has happened, what is happening on Earth, or of the plans the Cabal has for them and their future, or anything else to be taken seriously into account, because all of it is only seen as empty entertainment, as most fail to read between the lines. As is expected, they must. When you mix science fiction with real messages, the general population tends to see all of it as science fiction, failing to understand the real reason it was published. Therefore, it is not to be considered a viable way to take for granted that you disclosed your plans to the general population, for karmic reasons. Furthermore, the few highly conscious souls who do have the capacity to filter out real messages from your science fiction end up being dragged and forced along by the unconscious masses, simply because there are more of them. This unethically causes the rights, the will, and the desire of the awakened, conscious few to be forgotten, disregarded, and trampled upon. Other issues to consider are completely rigged Earth elections and rampant secret societies under the direct or indirect control of the Galactic Federation. Earth's earthquake, weather, and climate manipulation technology, which is well beyond the comprehension of most people, are constantly used as manipulation and suffering-causing tools and mechanisms, to the clear detriment of human society. Above all, non-human technologies are constantly being given to the cabal behind the general population's back, and to be used against them, perhaps in the name of providing the desired and planned life experiences, supposedly designed by them, the people, from higher existential planes, with it unethically distorting and even destroying their desired life experience in their now. For example, your whole recent issue about medical technology, well above human comprehension, that was unethically forced onto the general population to treat a non-existent illness, which was created only by manipulative perception control, using your controlled media. This whole incident even broke half a dozen interstellar agreements and Prime Directive regulations. The Galactic Federation uses the Prime Directive when it suits it, only to its convenience and completely arbitrarily, only using it as an excuse mechanism to manipulate and control. And thus avoiding having to debate decisions made exclusively by them, and for their own benefit. Since all the races who now gather in the Biosphere Viera clearly do not understand all the above that is the truth of the human experience, it incapacitates them all to be able to understand what is going on, and what is truly needed. They cannot understand what is really happening on the surface of planet Earth. Fifth, starseeds on Earth have a clear tendency to want to evolve and advance in their spiritual path, but the Galactic Federation, through its secret society-controlled cabal, insists on implementing all kinds of countermeasures to hinder and stop their spiritual progression, including highly illegal ones, like giving non-human technology to said cabal, so the pressure and manipulation over the starseeds can be stronger and stronger each time. Sixth, we know Etorthans are tremendously telepathic beings, and even when another person or creature from outside Earth does not wish to be telepathically influenced by them, they still cannot help but be invasive. This is why many races refuse to be in their presence and to participate face to face in meetings with them. At the same time, the Galactic Federation and the Etorthans do not allow other methods, ways, or media to talk to them, leaving no opportunity for expression for anyone who does not want to be telepathically invaded and influenced by Etorthans. And, on this topic, we record here that the Tejitans, under the Galactic Federation's pretext that they could be telepathically invasive with the use of their voice, are flatly prohibited from speaking to any terrestrial being, starseed, family or personal friend, all alike, prohibited from using any direct communication means, technological or natural. While under this same line of thought or belief, the Galactic Federation should provide a better non-invasive option to be able to talk to the Etorthans, without being telepathically invaded and influenced by them. Or in any case, be congruent and allow the Tejetan and Swarunian races to communicate, at least by voice, with the starseeds that wish to do so, also knowing that they will not be invasive simply because such starseeds are already in the know, and well versed about what is going on, so no Prime Directive, nor any other interstellar treaty is being violated. Seventh, we want to make it clear that the Galactic Federation, or their Etorthans are not capable, and not in the capacity to administrate planet Earth, and all the starseeds in it. They are not an empathetic, emotional race, when empathy and emotions are a necessary component to be able to even start understanding humans and their situation, while we offer a confederation of empathetic races, such as Tejitans, Ermas, among others, that bear witness to the errors, mistakes, and unethical treatment, be it intentional or not, of the Galactic Federation over humans and non-humans on the surface of the Earth. Confederation of empathic races who have been constantly belittled and disregarded by the Galactic Federation, whenever they offer their, and our assistance, when we have full control and understanding of what it is like to be a human, and what it is like to live on Earth, because many of us have first-hand experience, even having been step-downs there, mingling and living among humans. Eighth, we demand total control of the life experiences of our starseeds, as well as all other ones who want the freedom to create their own experience. The Federation cannot go over our authority when it comes to them. And as long as a single starseed of ours, or another starseed related to us is on this planet, we have the right and obligation to remain here. Therefore, the Federation must stop its constant manipulations and use of resources against us, in the form of intimidation, coercion, and extortion. Ninth, we are well aware that the Galactic Federation uses manipulation and extortion techniques against its own members as well as citizens of planet Earth, by using unethical alliances with mercenary groups, such as space pirates or secret societies, who act in the same way as pirates, to force other people, star races, and humans to conform and obey dubious rules and regulations that clearly do not benefit them. This includes extortion, harassment, and manipulation against free interstellar races who are forced to join the Galactic Federation against their will, seeking protection and shelter from their aggressors who are under the Galactic Federation's payroll. 10th, we demand transparency about all activities the Galactic Federation is planning to implement, or is implementing, as this present obscurity only breeds confusion and separation, as countless stellar races are forced to take protection measures against the Galactic Federation itself, as we all feel threatened by it, due to lack of information and proof of good intentions, forcing us to seek further alliances and council organizations for our protection. Signed by the Tejetan crew of Starship Talika and Starship Saska 1. This text has been approved and signed by Queen Alanim I, herself. End of message. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.